Views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Linda will be in a little while. Good morning. Today is the 19th of December, 7:05 in the morning. News brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring, compassion, community. Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christina's at the helm.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. Okay. I was sleeping so good yesterday with this weather. So I wake up yesterday at 7 p.m. and I thought I overslept today work. I start getting dressed, running to the car, and then I'm checking the date that it's still Monday.
Yeah. Still. Well, that's good to be able to sleep like that. I was aboard ship one time, and I went to sleep. And when I got up, I figured I'll just go down and chuck in everybody. It was like 3 in the morning at that point, and I'd gone to bed around about, oh, gosh, right after lunch. Okay, hey, the weather, well, as you can tell, it's been raining pretty well, pretty good here. So today we have showers and possibly a thunderstorm, high near 58. Winds, gusts could be as high as 26 miles per hour, and as I was telling everybody yesterday morning, if you've got Christmas decorations, especially those inflatable ones around your house, you might want to, you know, let the air out of them for a while until this is over. Chance of precipitation, since it's raining right now, is 100%. Wednesday, showers likely. It's about 80% tomorrow. Thursday, though, we have sunny with a high near 65. Friday, we go back into showers. A chance of showers. Saturday is sunny, and Sunday, areas of frost, otherwise sunny. Christmas Day, a slight chance of showers. Partly sunny with a high near 53. Now, weather reports are always brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Locally owned, locally operated, family-owned company out of Anderson. They give discounts to seniors and veterans. They have other programs. They treat their customers like friends. They're a great, the Kinney family is just really, really great people. It's a veteran-owned company. Chuck Kinney started the company a couple of decades ago. And I can't say enough about them and the service they provide. You can reach them at 530-365-3793. Okay. Now, it's that time of the year again when people are running for office. And with us today is Wynn Carpenter, who is candidate for Board of Supervisors District 3. So, good morning, Wynn.
Good morning.
Yeah, you're not a stranger to the studios here.
No.
No.
Been here a time or two.
Yeah, and you have a show that you share with one of our other hosts
right here
on Sundays. Yeah, so when he comes in, I don't have to make sure the microphone's right in front of his face and all that. he's ready to rock, except he usually sits where I'm sitting.
You can usually hear him without a mic.
So tell us who Wynn Carpenter is.
Who Wynn Carpenter is? Oh. All right. Well, I'm just a Shasta County native. I'm seventh generation. And actually, my family was here before California was a state. And so
we coming from?
All over. Yeah. And most of my family.
Your family immigrated here, obviously.
Some.
Oh, yeah, some of them.
Some did,
okay.
Yeah. Some of them were native here. I'm part of the Pitt River tribe.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. On my mother's side of the family.
All right.
If you ever saw my mother, you would never understand how I came from her, but that's how it works. Anyway, I'm just seventh generation Shasta County, raised up in the MacArthur Fall River Valley, and moved away to go to school, and came back to Shasta County to raise my family. When my wife and I got married, we were married for 7 years. We were off doing our job thing and decided we were going to start a family and decided that we knew we were coming back to Shasta County to raise our kids. Her family was living here. My family lives here. It made sense for us. So we came back to Shasta County to raise our kids, and we've been here ever since.
So what do you do?
Well, right now I've been working on all kinds of things. I volunteer on a lot of different in different organizations and different campaigns. Depends on the season and depends on the candidates, but I've been behind the scenes for years on working different campaigns, and that's what I've been doing.
Okay. All right.
And I also host a weekly show here on the station.
You do.
Jefferson State of Mind, and been doing that for, gosh, about 10 years.
So I can safely assume that that the state of Jefferson is high on your priorities?
Absolutely. It should be on everybody's high priorities, given what's going on here in California.
Do you see that, you know, years ago, several years ago,
mm-hmm.
it was really a forefront of everything. Do you see that perhaps it has, I don't know, leveled off or other things have overtaken it?
Oh, for obvious reasons. We have a different administration.
Mm-hmm.
And the administration makes a huge difference as to why we would do anything. the current administration at the federal level and then also at the state level makes a huge difference. And why would we waste any more money and time working on something that we know is not going to be accepted by them? They clearly rejected some of the stuff that we're looking at.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's why we're waiting for a new administration.
Okay. Okay, I can understand that. Mm-hmm. All right. We're here with Wynn Carpenter, candidate for district supervisor, District 3. What do you see as your top, let's just say, three concerns for Shasta County?
Well, first and foremost, to me, it would be the budget. We've got to look at that budget. We've got to audit the entire budget. Anytime you come into an organization, whether you're a volunteer organization or if it's a paid gig, whatever you're doing, you should always look at the finances. Always. You need to know where everything is. You need to know where everything went, and you need to see who it's been done by. And things get revealed in audits, and not just a basic audit, but then also a forensic audit. That tells you the true story of what's going on. And those are the kind of things that need to happen. And to my knowledge, the county has never had one.
Well, you know what? I'm glad you mentioned that forensic audit.
Mm-hmm.
What does that term mean? Because I hear forensic sociology, forensic psychology, but what's a forensic audit? It's
dissecting.
Taking it all apart.
Yeah, taking it, going down to the meat of it, just going down to the very root of what's really going on versus doing just the credit and debit to see that it balances. That's one way of looking at an audit. Yeah, you're seeing, okay, this amount was spent, this amount is accounted for, done deal. Well, it goes beyond that. It goes beyond that, finding out who spent it, who authorized it, where the money went, and what it went for. And it's not just in the financial component. There are different things that get tied into that as well. So you really want to look at that to see what you really have. And you want to understand that so you know where you're going forward, how you're going forward, and what steps you're going to take.
Well, that's one of the things that I think Patrick Jones ran on.
Mm-hmm.
But he's been in there, and there's been enough votes to do that. Why do you think they haven't done that?
To be honest with you, I don't know.
Yeah.
Well, I do know that
they've
had other things going on.
Well, that's true.
The last couple years that took precedence that were more timely.
Yeah.
A forensic audit doesn't just happen over the weekend. It takes time.
No, I would imagine you have to bring somebody in.
Oh, yeah.
And it's going to take months.
It's going to take time, and it's going to take money to do it as well. It's an expenditure. But more often than not, what you end up spending on the audit will be saved on the back end with things that you get exposed. And the corrective actions that need to occur. There are always corrective actions after an audit is performed. And that's what, you know, some of the bureaucrats that are working, the non-elected, unelected people that are working there, are fearful of.
Okay. What about zero-based budgeting, where you have to defend that budget every year and you start at zero? Instead of having kind of a rollover like they do.
I'm in favor of that because then you have to show where you spent, what you spent it on, and that goes more in line with a forensic audit. You're getting down to the root of it, and you're holding people accountable and holding department heads accountable and yourself accountable as the elected official to what's going on financially and where it's being spent. And then that way you're more in the know as to what's going to be going on.
Okay. I'm here with Wynn Carpenter. He's running for 3rd District Board of Supervisors. And this portion of the show brought to you by NorCal Tractor and Equipment for all your Kubota needs. Tractors, side-by-sides, backhoes, you name it, they have it. You can, and they have them small to large. You can rent that little bitty tractor for your little bitty farm, you can get the big one for a day or a week or a month, or even better, buy a Kubota. They are great vehicles. They are great pieces of machinery. It's a locally owned business in Anderson, NorCal Tractor and Equipment, 2540 Gateway Drive, or you can give them a call at 530-221-6800. NorCal Tractor and Equipment. We'll be right back.
Whether you're born in country or the country lifestyle was born in you, celebrate Christmas country style at the Christmas celebration of the decade at historic Hawes Farms, a country Christmas playground where folks gather to play as hard as they work. All ages invited and all are welcome. Catch a ride on a country-covered wagon or the mighty Hawes Express and view lights on the farm. Warm yourself by glowing fires, roast s'mores, sip cocoa, and enjoy the friendship and freedom that these country folks have enjoyed for over 150 years. Let the kids loose to enjoy all the rides from go-karts to roller coasters. Ice skate for as long as you like, free, thanks to Hawes Ranch and Farm Supply. Reserve your ticket to ride today at historichawsfarms.com or simply head out to Hawes Farms and yell, Merry Christmas. They'll know what you need. And have a very Merry Christmas from Greg and Nicola Hawes.
Considering the purchase of an e-bike, why not get more bang for your buck? Redding Electric Utilities e-bike program offers $1,000 towards an e-bike and $150 towards a lock and helmet for income-eligible applicants. With gas and car prices on the rise, there's no better time to take advantage of the new cycling connections in Redding. Join the movement to save some green while going green. E-biking means more fun, more trails for your tires, and more smiles per mile. Find out if you qualify at cityofredding.org/rebates.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday noon to 5, and Monday 10 to 6.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. The Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension. We are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio, with Carl and the Bot. Lynn will be in a few minutes because she wants to give away tickets to the Garden of Lights, but I'm giving tickets away to Hawes Farm. Mission includes general admission, a ride on either the Hawes Farms Express or the Country Covered Wagon. And yeah, this is good for, I'm going to give a family pack. I'm going to give a family pack of four to the first person to call 605-4567. You get and look, if you haven't seen it out there, it is absolutely incredibly beautiful. And I've got four tickets. I have a family pack to the person who's calling right now. Okay. Hey, we're here with Wynn Carpenter, who is running for District 3 supervisor, and says in his opinion that the budget is his biggest concern. Would like to see a forensic audit. Would like to see, don't let me put words in your mouth here, like to see zero-based budgeting, mm-hmm. where each department each year says, this is the money I need. And you don't have rollover money.
Right.
Instead, they just don't. Which is what most budgets happen. You start with last year's, and then you add on to it.
Or you remove from it, depending on what went on the year prior.
Well, that's true.
Yeah.
I don't. Has any of them ever removed?
I did. When I was a fair manager, I was a fair manager for 15 years.
I know. I'm talking about government, not.
Well, that was government. That was state agency, it was county agency, and it was...
the fair.
Yes, absolutely. Oh. Those are all government agencies. Everybody forgets that.
Yeah, I'm thinking of ones with, you know, elected officials in them.
So. They are. They're appointed by the governor, and some are appointed by the Board of Supervisors, depending on the...
Those are appointees, though.
That's true. They are.
Nameless, faceless.
That's true. That's true.
Bureaucrats. No, but the fair's great. No, but that's good to know that you looked at it. Okay, okay, so budget. Okay, what's number two?
Number two for a budget, obviously we want to have safety and health here in Shasta County. So we have to look at that combined with the budget to see where law enforcement can be helped, if you will. And that comes back to working with the Sheriff's Department and the DA and then the concept and the idea of the jail expansion. So all those things have to be looked at separately but also together.
Okay, let's talk jail. Mm-hmm. We finally got that one open. Mm-hmm. And Sheriff Johnson is able to find the people. In fact, you're hiring more, it looks like. But the jail, which is paramount, in my opinion, for a quality of life and safety. Mm-hmm. What do you look at that? How are you looking at that?
Well, we want to keep them in there because I have a family member who is in law enforcement locally. And why would they put themselves on the line to deal with the lawbreaker and to take them to jail to book them in, and then as they drive out of the basement of the jail, the guy is standing on the sidewalk and the guy asks for a ride back to where he got picked up from.
Was this in Anderson?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I heard about that.
And it's like, are you kidding me?
He wanted a ride back after he'd been arrested.
Yeah. And It's crazy that's even an idea that could happen, but it's crazier that it even did happen. So those are the kind of things that I'm looking at. Why would any of us who have family members in law enforcement ever support anything other than getting things opened up?
And I think everybody agrees. This is a very law enforcement friendly region.
Oh, I believe so too. Yes.
And that's what I always hear. Mm-hmm. But what about this new jail plan? It's supposed to be downtown.
Right.
What do you think of that?
Nothing's
been done on it.
Right. It needs to be where the current jail is. I mean, the expansion needs to be right there, and it needs to be near the courthouse because of transporting the people that need to go to court and to have their hearings and et cetera. That all needs to be in a tight-knit area. So since we have what you quantify as a new jail. It's years old, but definitely it's newer than the old one was. And then you have a brand new courthouse that hasn't even been opened up yet. So all of that being within the same block area, it needs to occur there. The expansion needs to occur where the current jail is.
Has there been any, and I know you go to the meetings there, mm-hmm. and you know, you're privy to other things. Has there been anything done to start this new construction?
That I don't know for sure.
Are they waiting till the county court, you know, where the county offices are now, are they waiting to move before they do anything?
In the courthouse, you mean?
Yeah.
That'd be my guess, because they're probably going to go through and do a check on the building to see, is it going to be demolished completely? Is it going to be retrofitted? What are they going to do with it? Mm-hmm. You know, so they're going to have to figure that out, my guess would be the first thing they do.
I'm trying to figure out where they're going to put that new jail without tearing down those old structures.
Well, where the temporaries are right next to it on the north side.
Yeah, but that's not a big area there, though.
Well, you have that parking lot and everything there. There's a pretty good area there. There's probably at least an acre and a half where they could build a decent structure there.
And it's going to be one store.
That's my understanding.
Okay.
Yeah.
But is it going to... I guess I need to talk to somebody that's really worked on this thing. But and you haven't, but
no.
Because
and
that's not your job.
And I haven't been privy to all that stuff because I'm just general public. Yeah,
I'm just hoping is that since everybody agrees that we need the new jail, that would become a priority.
Well, and another thing too is maybe we don't need a new jail if we get all these counties to work together and work on the high desert prison over there that the state wants to close down. Why not have in the North State, the 12 counties in the North State, come together and form a plan financially and equitably for all of them to work together to work with the high desert jail or prison, at least part of it. They could do something along those lines and get the guys that are in our jail that are supposed to be in prison out of there and take them and put them over in the high desert prison. Why not work on something like that? Has that even been?
It would still be a jail.
It'd still be a jail.
It'd still be a jail.
But then we wouldn't have to have so many beds added on to our current facility. Take that same money and flip it over to that or something along those lines. I mean, has anybody even looked at that yet?
So the jail then would become like a holding area for people getting ready to go to court and all that.
And that's what it should be. Mm-hmm. It shouldn't be a prison.
No, no, and it shouldn't be, you know, I think jails were built to take somebody up, you know, around maybe a year or something like that.
Yeah, 363 days or 364, something
like
that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
No, that's, you know, that would be an interesting concept, too. I don't know where, you know, all the roadblocks that the state would throw in front of you for that.
Well, they've already done it because they're trying to close down the high desert prison. That's why we're getting everybody here and that we're keeping them here because there's no place to send them.
I don't think they're trying.
Oh, they're doing exactly. They're doing being successful.
You know, the biggest surprise to me on that was that, you know, the Dalleys have worked hard to establish relationships. I mean, and that's tough when you know when you're fighting overwhelming, but you try to establish relationships, and they didn't tell them they were closing down one of the biggest employers
in their district.
In their home county. In their home county.
Yeah.
And the dramatic impact that's going to have on Susanville. And see, to me, that was indicative of people that the bureaucrats again.
Well, when you're in the super minority, as we are, and California is being run by the super majority, they can do anything they want.
And clearly they have. Look where we are.
How's that working out for us?
Well, at 8 o'clock, we were going to have Redding Rancheria on, my friends. But they've been hit with COVID. It's just ripped through their people that were coming on. So I'm having Sam Paredes, who is the kind of CEO of California.
I know Sam.
Gun owners, you know, gun owners of California, I should say. And we're going to kind of do a wrap-up at the end of the year. But what they have just done for in the concealed carry field is horrible what they're doing, and we're going to talk about that because what impact it's going to have on all the instructors.
Well, and that's the thing too. Anybody that has a concealed carry that's going to expire either in December or January, get it done now before the end of the year.
Absolutely,
you're going to have to pay more because the class is going to be twice as long.
Twice as long.
Whether you're doing a renewal or starting up a new one.
16 hours and 8 hours. And you're right. They're going to have to charge more because
they're having
to pay the instructors.
That's right.
Okay, I'm here with Wynn Carpenter. And I'm going to take an early break, and we're going to be right back. This portion of the show is brought to you by PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging. Now, they have a Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program I've been talking about now for 6 or 7 months. It's no cost to the people in the program, and the whole idea behind it is to stop serious falls of those older adults and persons with disabilities. Or if accepted in the program, they're going to come out, check your house out, put in grab rails, maybe in the showers, maybe a railing on some stairs, anything they can do to make life easier in your own home. Give them a call, 530-842-1687. We'll be right back.
You'll be doing all right with your Christmas white. But I have a blue Christmas.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Redding.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community. I want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
Happy holidays from our home helpers family to yours. At Home Helpers, we are proud to help your loved ones celebrate this holiday season from the safety and comfort of their own homes. We are equally proud of the men and women who can't be with us. To the bravest among us, far from home serving our country this holiday season, to all members of the military in all branches, past and present, and those who made the ultimate sacrifice, with respect, gratitude, and love, we thank you. Happy holidays from all of us at Home Helpers. Life takes you to unexpected places. Love brings you home.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Redding with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Redding's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hello, I'm Shannon Phillips with the McConnell Foundation. As part of Operation Holiday Salute, we would like to take a moment to thank our veterans and the brave men and women who are currently serving in the armed forces. At the McConnell Foundation, our mission is to help build better communities through philanthropy. We value excellence and integrity, using our personnel, facilities, and financial resources to create and support positive change. We are honored to be a part of Operation Holiday Salute on KCNR.
As part of Operation Holiday Salute, Redding Kia would like to express our gratitude to our veterans and those currently serving our country. Since 2006, Redding Kia has striven to be the premier auto dealership in the North State. There's always military incentive rebates on all new 2023 and 2024 Kias at Redding Kia. Test drive a new 2024 Kia Telluride today. Redding Kia, home of the 10-year, 100,000-mile limited powertrain warranty. 418 East Cypress Avenue, RedingKia.com.
Walking home from our house Christmas Eve. You can say there's no such thing as Santa, but as for me and Grandpa, we believe.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Today, the 19th of December, 7:33 in the morning, and it's about 55 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day. There's nothing rainier or messier than the stables after it's been raining a couple of days. You know, the horse is out of the rain, but somehow it's managed to get mud all over herself. I haven't figured that out yet. This portion of the show brought to you by Patrick Gorman, attorney at law. If you're not getting the treatment that you deserve, that you rate because of a work injury, that you had a work injury because of denials or slowing it down or delays, you need to give Patrick Gorman a call at 530-262-2168. It's a free consultation. Tell him what's going on. He will tell you, well, you know what, if it's going like it should, yes, it seems like it's taking a time, but it's going through the way it should, you know, but keep me informed. That's one thing. But work injuries can be life-changing. And if you're not getting that treatment, you need somebody that knows what he's doing and is going to fight for you, and that's Patrick Gorman. Trust me. Give him a call, 530-262-2168. Call him today. We're here with Wynn Carpenter, running for 3rd District Board of Supervisors, and he's running against Mary Rickard and Corky Harmon, who just threw his hat in the ring, too. We've talked about his background and the budget, public safety, specifically the jail, and the I'm going to address the other big thing, quality of life. Though it's Redding that has the biggest problem, we still have concerns out in Shasta County, throughout Shasta County. Is it time to build a structure or provide an area that you can move all of the everybody that's camping under bridges and into some place?
Like a camp?
Camp or even a large building that you get them out of the weather. And, you know, divide it out into sections or whatever it is. I haven't thought through it all the way, but I'm thinking about it. Would that be something? That way you could take people off the streets. You could, then you could push them into a building and get them out from underneath, you know, out in front of businesses and all these places.
No.
Okay.
Don't want to build a camp because that makes us no better than what happened early on in California's history. So what we want to do is make it uncomfortable for those that are out there living on the street, so we remove them from all services that they are getting for free that you and I, the taxpayers, are paying for. So what needs to happen, too, finding out where they came from. Where did they come from? How did they land in Redding? Is it because Shasta County is being the most generous in the North State and giving everything away, including the kitchen sink? No, I think it's time to stop all this stuff and move on. You know, sometimes the hard things have to be done. You pull the Band-Aid off and you move forward. And what we need to do is find out where these people are coming from, and we help them get back to where they came from. They can go home and take care of business there. They do not need to be doing their business here in Shasta County. But you have to keep in mind, it all falls under jurisdiction. So if it's in the city, that's under the city's jurisdiction. If it's under the county, then it's the county's jurisdiction. And jurisdiction is very important. So we have to make sure that we comply with that first and foremost.
Well, the county is the hub of providing services. Health and Human Services and all that.
Sure.
So you would have to start right there at the county level at Health and Human Services and other things.
And that all goes back to the audit. It all goes back to the audit because HHS is almost 50%, if not more than 50% of the county budget.
Yes.
So that's why we have to go back to that. We have to find out what's really going on, where the money's being spent, and if that money's being spent on behalf of what's going on within the city, why isn't the city spending that money? Why is the county spending the money? Those are questions we have to look at. We have to find out what the audit tells us. We have to find out what story is being told by the audit. We can't have a preconceived idea of what's going to be happening. We can have hope and expectations that things will be unveiled, but we have to listen to and see where the audit takes us. And then once we see that, then we'll have a better understanding and knowledge and hopefully gain knowledge on what to do.
Okay. So everything goes back to that audit.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Jail.
Everything.
Salaries.
Yes. Yes.
Everything.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, there's a lot to it, and it's going to take time for that to happen. But in the meantime, how do you operate? Do you operate as status quo? I don't know. And the thing is, I'm not privy as a general public to all the stuff that's going on there. I hear what's going on in the board meetings. I see some of the things there. I don't get all the printed material. I don't know what the discussions are behind the scenes with department heads. I'm not privy to that. None of us are, except for the board members and the department heads. So we need to figure all that stuff out. And once you get in there and figure it all out, then we can move forward and hopefully do it fairly quickly.
Okay. All right.
And also to answer one of the chat room questions on here, they were asking if I had a job. I do not have a job. I left the county, 9 years ago, and I worked at the assessor's office for 8.5 years. And my work area was District 3, most of District 3. There was another appraiser that had some of District 3 as well. But my work area went from, say, the middle of Shasta Lake to Burney Mountain and from Whitmore to Siskiyou County. That's a huge geographical area. And so it encompassed all the little rural towns and communities out there and a lot of the backwoods areas. So I got to see things that most of us aren't even aware of that are out there in the county. At the time when I was working there, you know, you could drive up on a meth lab, you could drive up on grows, you could drive up on just all kinds of funky stuff out there. But then also, too, there are some beautiful properties out there. And every walk of life out there, I met some really good quality people. And so I was blessed with that. And there were a couple times when I had a couple guns pulled on me because I came out on the property that, you know, they didn't want anybody out there. Well, that happens. So, you know, that's where it goes. And those specifically were the marijuana grows. That's when I was working there. That was 8.5, 9 years ago when those things occurred. So you just kind of have to.
We still have illegal marijuana grows.
It's worse now than it was then.
Yeah.
And we were called, you know, we were part of the Green Belt, you know, with Trinity and Humboldt at that time. So my understanding anyway now is that we've maybe even surpassed both of them. I don't know that for sure, but because I haven't been in that office, I haven't seen or heard anything from anybody regarding what's going on out there. But at the time, it was sketchy in certain areas.
Yeah, we have time. One of the other candidates running pointed out how Chico, the county over there,
Butte,
their permits for building are like five times what it is in Shasta County, maybe even more.
Five times the cost?
No. Five times as more permits are being issued for building than they are in Shasta County. They're both about the same size.
Okay.
Yet we're not building in Shasta County like Butte is. And this isn't just over the last couple of years. This has been for like 10 years.
Okay.
Why do you think that might be? Well, is it the permitting process? Is it the cost? What?
Bureaucracy, I guess. That would be the only thing I could think of right up front. But again, too, you go through the process and you audit all the departments. You can find those things out. You can find out what the delays are. I know for a fact one of my dear friends has had to jump through hoops, serious hoops, to get their facility up and running. And they provide a service for the endangered people of our county. And the county isn't even helping them with that. They do it as a ministry. And they have had to jump through some serious hoops to get their facility compliant, if you will, with air quotes. You know, building a really expensive bathroom, you know, $250,000 for a bathroom, and the permits to jump through to get that.
I'll ask you during the break.
Yeah.
The other thing is I heard that Igo Ono has rebuilt their Grange Hall.
Okay.
But cannot open it up.
Why?
There's no fire hydrant there. Well,
we can help them with that. We can help them with a CAF system, a compressed air foam system. That can be installed lickety-split, and guess what? They can open it up.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Well, you might tell Tim about it.
Okay.
It's in his district. But yeah, I just heard this yesterday. Yeah. They can't open it up because there's no fire. They have to have now a fire hydrant, and now they're wondering where the water's going to come from.
Right.
From
that. Out there especially.
Yeah. And, you know, and so the whole question is they didn't have it beforehand. And
right.
They say, well, yeah, but it burnt down. Yeah, everything burnt down out there. So if there's other ways of doing it that meets the, quote, state's requirements, because you've got to remember that the chapel at the cemetery was shut down for over a year and a half because of water. Didn't have the sprinkler pressure that it needed.
And it didn't have any fire danger, did it?
No.
It didn't have any trees right up against it, no shrubs, nothing.
No.
It was concrete,
no.
Asphalt, gravel, and maybe a little bit of grass.
Do not get me started. It's Christmas time. And I try not to use those words around Christmas.
That's so frustrating. And then who holds that up? Who's holding that up?
Well, it's open now, but that was the California Cal Fire fire marshal on that one. Yeah, but this one out there at Igo, I am not sure. Like I said, I just heard about it yesterday,
yeah.
And they're ready to rock, but they don't have that fire hydrant, so they're not going to give them permission to open. So, that would be something I would be, you know, if I was a supervisor, I'd be all over that one today.
Yeah, and the compressed air foam system is fabricated by a company, two companies here locally, same family, but two companies. They're here locally. They've been here for 27 years. So look them up. and you'll find some
great
alternatives.
So they put it inside the building.
Absolutely.
And if there's a fire, it just...
It goes off automatically.
Yeah, and it just sprays everything with foam?
Yep, with foam.
Imagine that cleanup ought to be fun.
Cleanup is nothing compared to what you do with a fire.
When the fire,
extinguisher.
Yeah. If it burns down, you got a much bigger cleanup.
There
okay.
You go.
I'm here with Wynn Carpenter running for District 3 Supervisor. If you think about purchasing an electric car, you're already an electric utility has rebates available that can help offset the cost of your vehicle and charging station. Visit cityofreading.org/EV for more information about local, state, and federal rebates. It's not just a car. It's a truck. It's a bike. It's all of those things. REU and rebates, cityofreading.org/EV. We'll be right back.
Christmas time. Simply having a wonderful Christmas time. The party's on. The feeling's here.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
Shout out to Reading Rancheria. Appreciate you guys for all your help. With the help that you guys gave us, we were able to stick around, retain some of our employees, and make sure all the customers got what they needed. Thank you, guys.
Hi there. Us here at the Post Office Saloon would like to thank the Reading Rancheria for supporting us and our community through the COVID pandemic.
Reading Rancheria, proud to play our part.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no side effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult to treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by, get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional home-style turkey, slow-roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixings. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Elle. Join me and my good friend and co-host Ron Lim for our new show, Ask Elle, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Every Tuesday night at 6 p.m., we'll be exploring powerful topics on how to have a successful and satisfying relationship. See you here Tuesday nights at 6 p.m.
Brought to you by Kindness Revolution, Wendy Douglas Insurance.
I'm Tracy Edwards, CEO of the Reading Rancheria. Giving back to our local community is a tradition that is firmly rooted in our history.
We'd like to thank the Reading Rancheria for all their community support, including the bike shop. They do so much for our community, and we're beyond grateful.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Rancheria. You are the ones we can always count on to help us out in tough times. They're the people that have always been there for us, much more so than anyone else in our community. Thank you from the bottom of our hearts.
Reading Rancheria. Proud to play our part.
Okay,
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio. Hey, good morning, 7:49 in the morning here, our last segment, our first hour on the 19th of December on a rainy day. It's going to stay rainy. Watch out for the wind gusts today. If you got Santa or you have reindeer on your roof, you might want to really tack them down. I'm here with Wynn Carpenter, who is running for District 3 Supervisor. And we've talked about, gosh, just a number of things, from quality of life through the budget and public safety, about construction. And, you know, the fact is why are we so far back in construction? And when, if I'm not putting words in your mouth, but you think a forensic audit would kind of like lay the groundwork to discuss, to talk about all of these things?
It would, yes. Yeah, you would know what's going on within each department, mm-hmm. financially and every other way. You would know what are the delays, say, in the permitting issue. What are the permitting issues? Is it because there's too much going on? What's the process? Everything would be unveiled, and that's what we need to find out. What is the hang-up? Why are we sticking it to our taxpayers on a regular basis? And, you know, it's not just one person that I've heard this from over the years. It's been countless. You know, they're frustrated with it. They're frustrated with the time it takes to go and sit there and go through the process. And then not only do you not get a brochure that prints out and tells you step by step what you need to do, and then the final cost at the end so you can make a decision, that is always a very great thing because it changes. It's always changing according to the people that I've talked to with the department. So not only is the dollar value changing, but then the process is changing. You have to do X, do Y, and then X plus Y, and then X plus Y three times. And then it's crazy how this all changes. Why can they not have a set parameter on what to do, say, if you're putting up a barn, you're putting up a house, you're putting up a shop, you're putting up a commercial building? You know, there should be something in place. If there isn't, then somebody's not doing their job. They need to figure that out, get it done, and laid out so that the taxpayer can figure out what they need to do and they can budget accordingly. Because not everybody can budget like, you know, what the government does. The government doesn't budget, and that's the problem. So if we go back through and force them to be accountable to that and stick to their rules, and they have to abide by what's in print as well, then it makes the process move much quicker.
What's your opinions on the salaries we pay our managers and chief bureaucrats?
Yeah, it's way out of line, way out of line. I mean, you look at the dollars that we're paying for all the top agencies. I mean, one elected official had a $200,000+ a year salary, $100,000+ salary, and then got a $49,000 per year increase on their salary. How does that work? And they're an elected official. How did that work? Because when we elected them, we the people didn't get to voice that. We didn't get to talk about, yes, supporting it or not supporting it. We didn't get that opportunity. How does that work?
Did the elected officials have the right to stop that? In other words, the board, could they have stopped that?
They control the purse strings on everything.
And they chose not to.
Yeah.
You know, I don't get upset.
To be fair, that was a former board.
Yeah. Well, I don't get upset with, you know, it's not the person's fault who's in the job.
Well, if you don't ask, you don't get.
Right, but yeah. What I'm saying is, okay, I'm director of agency A, mm-hmm. and they tell me, okay, you're going to get a 10% raise. I'm not going to say no. I mean, I guess I could, but no. Mm-hmm. See, it all comes back to the people that hold the purse strings.
Right.
Where are they going to hold the line? Like our new CEO, our county executive officer, just got a pay bump after 6 months instead of supposed to be down the line. And, oh, he's doing a good job. Okay, that's fine. You do a good job, I do a good job. Mm-hmm. But I'm just wondering what your thoughts are on things like that, that there's really, is the pay in line with the job?
For the most part, no. It's above and beyond. Because you look at the average salary and income here in Shasta County, they don't even come close to half of what some of these, or even a third of what some of these people are getting paid. And some of the bureaucrats that we have in there are being paid more than the department heads. And it just makes you wonder, how does that work? Who did that? Why? So where did that get signed off? You know, and it is, and it's part of the budgeting process. You'll see the salaries. You'll see all of that.
Well, I think anybody can see how much people make now anyway. It's pretty transparent. Okay, we've got like 5 minutes, 4 minutes. This last 4 minutes is yours.
Oh, okay.
Telling people why they should vote for you and things that you want to do and accomplish.
Well, I've been, I'm seventh generation Shasta County. Been here a long time understanding what's going on here in the county, seeing good and bad things. And predominantly, most things are good. We just have to clean things up and tidy it up to make it better. And I'm all for that. Any way we can make something better, I'm all about. My family's here. We're not going anywhere. I have two adult children, and I have a grandchild. And so I'm doing it for them because I don't want what I'm doing to cause them or cost them down the road. And I believe that every person has a duty, you know, to do your part for your community. And I've been doing a lot of volunteer work for a lot of years, been away from family and doing things, volunteering and helping other people in different departments and agencies and in races, if you will, to help them advance so we can do better here in the county. It's all about doing better in the county. And so when I heard that the incumbent for District 3 decided not to run multiple times from multiple people, it's like, okay, well then, so I threw my hat in the ring, and then now all of a sudden the incumbent's running again. It's like, huh, okay, great. And so we'll see how that goes. And
I think she said she was irritated with Jones.
Well,
did I read that someplace? I mean, I haven't talked to her, so
I don't know. Anyway. I don't know. I haven't spoken to her about it.
The Mary Rickard is running again.
Yeah, she is. And so we'll see how that goes. I'm doing the part, and District 3 has never had a town hall for the supervisor to go out and talk to people. And I had a fundraiser a couple of weeks ago in District 3 out in Palisadro, and a lot of people that I haven't seen for a long time showed up. It was wonderful to see them and to have that support, and I'm putting signs up all over the place. Oh, and general reminder, too, to those people that like to rip signs down, that's against the law. So you're going to probably get caught, especially on those places that have cameras. So just word to the wise, I've had to put two up back up already. So I just want to let people know that, you know, that is against the law. So just know that you're brushing with the law when that happens. So don't
find
do it.
I find that so immature.
It is immature, and it's offensive that somebody would do that. If you don't agree with me,
fine. Don't vote for him.
Don't vote for me. That's right.
Don't like the show? Don't listen to it.
That's right. Exactly.
I'm very big into those kind of things, you know. And
your freedom is to just ignore. Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Nobody's forcing you to do that.
That's right.
Okay. What else? You still got a couple minutes here.
Well, I want to get out there and have town halls within the district. You know, it's very important. MacArthur is part of the district. Two and a half miles beyond MacArthur is the Lassen County line. And I was raised in MacArthur, so I have strong roots there. I had my parents there until a couple years ago when both of them passed away over the last 5-6 years. And so I have deep roots up in MacArthur. And I love that community. I was raised there. It's a small town, 500 people. You know, you know everybody. And so I still know a lot of people up there. There have been people coming and going, people passing on, and people just moving away for other reasons. But I still know a lot of people up there, and they are great supporters. And so hopefully that's going to equate to, you know, me being elected, especially with other people down here in the Reading area, knowing me as well. So I've got great support throughout District 3.
Now, how do people get a hold of you to see what your events are, donate or whatever?
Well, they can go to votewincarpenter.com if they want to do that. They can check the website, which is a work in progress. We've had a couple issues with it, but it's a work in progress. So votewincarpenter.com, and or you can call me, 917-5752.
Oh, you still have 30 seconds left.
All right. Well, don't forget to vote the day of the election.
Yeah.
It's very important. Yeah. Vote the day of the election. Don't mail it in. Take it in. Drop it in at the ROV and just go do your thing. Do your due diligence and your civic duty. And that's why I'm doing this. This is my civic duty. Get in there. Do it one time. Move on. Let somebody else do it. I'm not going to make a career out of this.
Yeah. It used to be you had to force them into it.
Yeah.
And now you can't get them out.
That's right. I'm not about being a career politician at all. That's not my goal in life.
I think a lot of people start out like that. I don't think anybody gets into the office to be a crook or to take advantage of it. you know, on the first day. Somehow, no, I mean, yeah, okay. But somehow during while they're in there, that things happen.
Yeah, that's unfortunate.
Yeah, I'm talking mainly at the bigger levels where you make yourself millions.
Oh, yeah. Congressman. That's not going to happen.
Okay. Thanks a lot, Wynn.
Thank you, Carl.
Hey, right after the news, Sam Paredes is going to be calling in from Gun Owners California. We'll catch up on all the bad news from the state.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. 10 nations, U.S. is in the lead, are joining forces to protect crucial merchant shipping in the Red Sea from attacks by Iranian-backed Houthi rebels.
This is not just a U.S. issue. This is an international problem, and it deserves an international response.
Defense Secretary Lloyd Austin, cargo vessels have come under attack by drones and ballistic missiles fired from Houthi-controlled areas of Yemen. The Texas governor has signed a package of bills aimed at boosting security along the southern border.
Biden's deliberate inaction has left Texas to fend for itself.
Governor Greg Abbott blames President Biden for the latest surge in migrants that at times has topped 10,000 a day in recent weeks. Immigration enforcement is a federal responsibility, and opponents say the move is unconstitutional. But in sound from KRGV, Abbott says
the authors of the United States Constitution foresaw a situation when the federal government would be inattentive to states that faced challenges at their borders.
The law is likely to face swift legal challenges. I'm Ben Thomas.
In this holiday season, some of America's largest retailers pulling out all the stops to increase shipping speeds to better compete with the king of rapid shipping, Amazon.
Walmart and Target are spending on warehouse upgrades and new facilities. Walmart uses more than 4,000 of its stores as fulfillment centers and delivery hubs for online orders. The company says it's adding 40 so-called parcel stations to stores in 9 states. Target is augmenting its warehouses with a $100 million investment, which is expected to help with next-day delivery.
That's correspondent Julie Walker. On Wall Street, the Dow up 188 points, and NASDAQ ahead 71. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Attention taxpayers. If you or your business owe the IRS back taxes or have years of unfiled tax returns, the IRS has green-lighted billions of dollars in tax relief to those facing financial hardship through its tax relief initiatives. If you have a delinquent tax problem and possibly facing wage garnishment, liens, levies, audits, or already in a payment plan, you may now qualify for significant relief. Qualifying and enrolling in this program could stop all collections, settle your tax problem, and may even reduce what you owe by up to 99%. Call the hotline at Tax Help USA to see if you qualify by dialing 800-476-0350. If you or your business owe at least $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS or state, you can now get the help that you need during these hard economic times. Call Tax Help USA to get your free tax assessment to see what you qualify for by dialing 800-476-0350. 800-476-0350. That's 800-476-0350.
The war in Gaza grinds on as Israel pursues its mission of crushing Hamas.
A strike on a home in Rafah, where displaced people were sheltering, killed at least 25 people, including women and children. And another hit killed at least 3 people, according to AP journalists who saw the bodies arrive at 2 local hospitals early on Tuesday. The IDF is pressing ahead with its offensive against Hamas, with renewed backing from the US, despite rising international alarm over the war's toll. The offensive, launched in response to Hamas's October 7 attack, has killed nearly 20,000 Palestinians, displaced some 1.9 million, and demolished much of northern Gaza. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Chinese media say at least 126 people have been killed in a magnitude 6.2 earthquake in the country's northwest. The quake struck just before midnight Monday. More than 700 people have been injured. News and analysis, townhall.com. An Icelandic volcano wakes up.
The eruption started on Iceland's Reykjanes Peninsula, turning the sky orange and prompting the country's civil defense to be on high alert. The eruption appears to have occurred about 2 miles from the town of Grindavik. Grainy webcam video showed the moment of the eruption as a flash of light illuminating the sky just after 10 p.m. local time. As the eruption spread, magma, or semi-molten rock, could be seen spewing along the ridge of a hill. In November, police evacuated Grindavik after strong seismic activity in the area. Iceland sits above a volcanic hotspot in the North Atlantic and averages an eruption every 4 to 5 years. I'm Norman Hall.
The Biden administration is moving to conserve groves of old-growth trees on federal land. It is revising management plans for national forest and grasslands all across the country. More on these stories at townhall.com.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
Good morning and welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studios of KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio with Carl and Linda Bott. Today, the 19th of December, 8:05 in the morning, and the news is brought to you by Shasta Regional Medical Center, caring compassion community, Shasta Regional Medical Center. Christine's at the helm. Good morning, Christine.
Good morning.
There you go. Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Linda's here.
Good morning, everybody. And to you, I just want to wish you a very Merry Christmas, a safe holiday. Our arms from KCNR are wrapped around you. Thank you so much. You do have a choice. We appreciate you listening, supporting, the KCNR family, because those of you who listen and do go to our advertisers, most everyone that you hear us do live reads on, we use for businesses. We support. We are a veteran-owned company, and we support our veterans. And we want you to remember through these holidays that there are people serving our country all over the world. So if you take a pause when you get that angst in wrapping a present or stub your toe or break a glass or whatever it is, remember, just take a pause and think about those people that are serving so that you have the right to free speech, to vote, the things that your freedoms here in our country. And I just have to say that with all my heart and my honor. And I also want to take a moment to say that when I met Carl, we met at the Golden Boot Awards. I know, Sam, you're waiting, but just for a second, I just have to give my little Christmas thing here. We met at the Golden Boot Awards in L.A., which is like the Academy Awards for Westerns. Many of you know this. He was in uniform leaving the next day to go back and serve in Fallujah. We just took a picture. That was it. And then through correspondence, I was able, through another radio station I was working with, and Carl got clearance through his upper management, to be able to come on the air where we could do Christmas for the Troops. And he could call in live from Fallujah. And this was, I don't know, 17, 18 years ago that we were able to do this. And from there, our love from radio and the power of what we can do in supporting businesses, supporting our community, letting you see, have the inside, like our former guest and our guest coming up on our next segment, to be able to hear the inside scoop of where they're coming from and what they're saying, is something that we feel is kind of a calling for us. So we appreciate you supporting us. Now let me give you the weather. Showers today, 100% with our highs of 58 and overnight lows of 51. Wednesday calls for showers, then chance of showers again. I don't even know why they did that. Showers, then another chance of showers with a high of 61, overnight lows of 46. Thursday, sunny with a high of 65. Thursday night, mostly clear skies. We love that. Beautiful with our overnight lows of 44. Friday, again, coming in the weekend, chance of showers with a high of 61. And Friday night, we've got, chance of showers in the day, mostly clear skies. Overnight lows of 39. And then on Saturday, our beautiful sunny day with a high of 55. And the weather is brought to you by a veteran-owned company in Anderson. That's Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. They will go the extra mile for those of you who are hard to reach areas with propane. Give them a call at 365-3793. And if those of you are listening, you may want to pull over because right now I come on the air and we have Garden of Light tickets that we are giving away, that Turtle Bay. These are golden tickets. They're good for any time up until January 7th, closing night. And you know that as you get closer to the day and you're looking at the time, you're thinking, can I go at 5? Can I go at 6? These are good for any time. Four tickets. I'm giving a family pack at 605-4567. Hopefully that call is right there, and you're going to get four tickets to the Garden of Light.
Thank you. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl. How are you, brother?
I'm glad you're still on.
Thanks, Sam.
That's, yeah, I'm all excited. I want
to
be.
We need to turn. We need to turn him up as far as you can.
Poor Christine.
Okay,
Sam. There you go.
Okay.
Okay. Now
I want to be a part of the Free Fire Radio family because it's inspiring and it's a pleasure to be with you folks, and I love you all and want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas, even though we are living in turbulent times both here in California, across the country, and around the world. But you know, we know from where our joy comes and our salvation. So love you guys.
Thank you for those beautiful words, Sam.
Now Sam is the Sam, help me with this,
Executive Director
of the Gun Owners of California. He is a friend, and we have had him on the show ever since we've been really doing these broadcasts. So good morning, Sam.
Good morning.
So we in the concealed carry instructor community are aghast at what the state of California is trying to do right now. And luckily, I'm not in charge of anything but trying to watch Ted Leidy and his associates try to find out what the state of California wants for their instructors. It's been interesting in the worst sense of the word.
Yes. You know, the state of California, Rob Bonta and Gavin Newsom have figured out that you can't stop people from applying for CCWs, but you can limit how many you issue by cutting out 90% of the instructors. So presently, instructors can be certified by the state through various state agencies, the
NRA,
the POST. Yeah, those are separate ones. NRA, USCCA.
Yeah.
Even Ted Leidy teaching the NRA CCW class to instructors. People would be the military. People who are in the military couldn't train and certify instructors. But the state of California decided, no, we're just going to limit it to Department of Consumer Services, the post training, and any schools that we certify and authorize to train instructors. We're going to cut out the federal government, the military, all agencies that know more about guns than we will ever know. You are all cut out. So that means that literally over 90% of the instructors in the state of California are ineligible. So people like Ted and myself and others who are USCCA and NRA certified, and even Department of Justice a firearm safety instructor, we don't have the ability to go and avail ourselves of one of the three authorizing certifiers now. POST, Police Officer Standards and Training. If you go to a community college ticket, it's an entire semester. Most agencies that have POST classes are law enforcement only. Department of Consumer Services with their firearms instructors for security guards and stuff like that. They don't have any classes scheduled between now and the end of the year when this stuff goes into effect. And as of right now, and looking, there are no schools that are certified to teach concealed carry weapons permit instructors and especially that have any classes before this law goes into effect. So what's going to happen? All CCW instructors that are not post-certified or when the service is certified are going to have to suspend their activities because their training certificates will not be valid in the state of California. And that's not all, Carl.
But wait a minute. Let me say this, Sam. This wasn't something that came out 6 months ago, so you had a chance to work around it and see what it meant. This just came out last week, and it takes effect January 1st. So you've got less than like 2 weeks to try and figure out how you're going to get your instructor certificate back. How are you going to be able to do this? Because people have got classes lined up all through the year.
Carl, it's more insidious than even that. The Department of Justice submitted these regulations under the emergency regulations procedures of the state of California, saying there's an urgent need to have these before some really bad things happen when nothing can be further from the truth. They've had an entire year to write and submit the regulations. There is no need for them to go. The reason they submitted him as emergency regulations is it cuts down the time frame for people to be able to comment, and it kind of allows the state to jam the process through and get it done quicker without interaction from anybody else. And they're starting to get interaction right now. The California State Sheriff's Association is in opposition to this. The sheriffs, they're the ones who issue the permits. They say this is a load of sheep dick, but this is Wrong.
It is wrong, and we got to take a break. We're here with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. We're talking about this new emergency regulation that they're laying on the concealed carry instructors, which, as Sam has pointed out, will effectively disqualify 90% of all the instructors in California. Okay, this portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry.
Oh, yes, and beautiful, beautiful estate pieces. Right now is their sale going on in December. 30 years in business, folks. 30 years in business. How many times have you seen businesses come and go? Family-owned business. We had our wedding rings made there 17, 18 years ago. They are such a trustworthy business. Four Winds Jewelry located at Hilltop Drive. Go by and get to support them today. 20% off on the entire store. We'll be right back.
Dig, haul, lift. The versatile Kubota VX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota VX Series, rated number one in durability and owner experience. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
Hi, this is Chelsea with NorCal Tractor and Equipment. You do it all, we do it local.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, bringing up this month's Cigar of the Humidor, Casa 1910. If you've been curious, perhaps even tempted, to try a Mexican puro, this is the stick to get. An absolute pleasure to smoke, and honestly, one of my all-time top tens, the Casa 1910. Get yours today, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Christmas lights do more than glitter and glow. They represent a gift of love given a long time ago. This holiday season, join Historic Haws Farms on a magical journey through Lights on the Farm, presented by the award-winning light designers at Redding Lights. Climb aboard Haws Express Railways or travel by country-covered wagons through a spectacular, interactive holiday light show where childhood memories and family traditions come alive. Enjoy a simple country Christmas with cocoa, candy apples, carolers, and a visit with Santa. And as a very special gift, gift from Greg and Nicola Hawes. Every Thursday night, children 12 and under are free, with special discount pricing for seniors and veterans every Sunday. It's the Hawes family way of saying thank you and Merry Christmas. Limited tickets are available, so hurry. Reserve your tickets today at historichawesfarms.com and make a memory. Start a new tradition with your family at Historic Hawes Farms Lights on the Farm, where they've been celebrating the holidays for over 150 years.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
This holiday season, join the all-new tradition of lights and festivities for the entire family at Redding Garden of Lights.
Taking place November 17th through January 7th at Turtle Bay's McConnell Botanical Gardens.
At the Sundial Bridge in Redding, California.
Explore over 10 acres of outdoor illuminated gardens featuring over 1 million lights. Plus holiday-themed food, drinks, music, and so much more.
Redding Garden of Lights, presented by Mercy Medical Center, Redding.
Learn more at turtlebay.org.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel has a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is Susan Eastman, financial advisor, Stifel Nicolaus. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Give me a call at 530-244-7199. Again, 530-244-7199.
My pride, oh, baby, don't hold out. Baby, it's cold outside.
Oh, Dino, yes. Oh, yes, definitely. Very blessed to have worked with the man for 8 years. And, you know, we just watched a little excerpt from Matt Helm last night. So, you know, you look at shows and periods of time and things that they said. And they did, which I think are funny and tongue-in-cheek. And anyway, so Sam's on the line. But first of all, I want to congratulate. I think the name is Overton. Overton. Either
last name.
The last name, Overton. So you won two tickets. But I was saying we have a family of four, so I'm giving you the four tickets. Hopefully, maybe you can give them away, or you've got two other friends, or how you want to do that. So come by and get them at 1326 Market Street.
Okay. Our guest is Sam Paredes, Executive Director of the Gun Owners of California. We were just talking about this woeful decision of theirs to make some kind of emergency that will essentially cut out 90% of all concealed carry instructors by the new regulations. And then with no clear, is it clear to you, Sam, what the process is then to get back into the instruction?
Oh, yes. If these regulations are allowed to stand, all instructors will have to be certified by one of the three agencies that the state will allow. And then all instructors are going to have to do a live fire qualification course. Now, mind you, the regulations don't say, they say what the course is, but they don't say where you do the live fire, who certifies, how, what do you do with the results, how do you prove anything. It is a disaster. And now, Paul, you and I could probably do the standard exercises live fire on one foot, one hand tied behind our back, and a blindfold.
From what I've seen, but they're not that hard. Yeah.
It isn't. But think about this. When the government comes out with one cookie-cutter standard for everyone in the state, it usually applies to no one. We have veterans who do not have arms and limbs and legs who are CCW instructors, who could not, are excellent teachers. They can give students everything that they need and certify them, but they themselves cannot perform the live fire exercise. So the state of California says, thank you for your service, but goodbye. You're not good enough to be a CCW instructor in the state of California. We have older people, senior citizens of my age and older who you know, because of the bill of time, might not be able to qualify giving that course. But as far as being an instructor, we have all the ability to teach people how to be a good CCW, responsible CCW holder. And as you and we talked many times, CCW holders are the most law-abiding people in the country, and especially here in the California. Not a single crime has been committed by a CCW holder. I don't know, we're going on 20 years now. Not a single crime. So why do they have to crank down on the process if the process is already 100% safe and fail-proof? It's because they want to squish us. They want to disarm us. They don't want us to be in public with the ability to defend ourselves, our families, our businesses, our homes. That's the bottom line, Carl. We're fighting them every step of the way. And DOJ was so disingenuous. They published that they submitted the regulation, but in fact, they didn't submit the regulation. They published that they were going to. So people started to write their comments. You know, DOJ said, you have 5 days to submit your comments to the Office of Administrative Law and the Office and the Department of Justice. Well, they're not the ones who get to start the clock. The Office of Administrative Law is the one that starts the clock. So we've had people, hundreds of people sending their comments, and they're going into the trash can because OAL has not opened up the 5-day window to accept comments. That includes the California State Sheriff's Association. So we're going to have to make sure we are watching.
And they, you know what the other bad thing about this, Sam, is? They did it during Christmas. They did it while people are traveling. They did it while their minds are on something else. And now they've only, if it's only 5 days, and say they start it next Tuesday, then what happens? Then you've got till what, the following Monday for comments?
Yep. Yeah.
It's like
the epitome of the Grinch. You know, the Grinch who stole CCW and Christmas in California is Rob Bonta and Gavin Newsom. You know, they've got a slimy heart and they don't care, Carl.
Well, here's the bottom line in my opinion, and somebody just put it in there into the chat room, is that what people will do is they'll just start carrying without a permit, because they are not going to walk down the street. They're not going to be unprotected. And if they can't get the classes because there's only a very small group of people teaching, I only know of one up here, really, that meets the requirements. He's a law enforcement guy, and he can only teach so many classes. He doesn't teach every day. He doesn't teach every weekend. Where you're having, we've got over 12,000 CCW holders up here, and, you know, they're lined up to get them, especially here before the end of the year, where everything changes that way. So it's so frustrating. And now I know Ted was going through a course yesterday, and, but see what it would, if they would say, okay, you go through this course, then you can become the certified person who can teach a course, but again, it goes back. It's got to be post.
Right.
Yeah.
So, Carl, you know, I have sat here for all of gloom and doom and how the state of California hates us. They hate gun owners. They hate the Constitution. They would rather put us in prison than the people who go out and commit crimes. They're doing that by what the laws and the regulations that they are passing. They hate us. Well, you know what? Sticks and stones may break my bones, but we will see you in court tomorrow. So we are taking this issue, and instead of filing a brand new lawsuit, first of all, we have to go through the regulatory process in order to be able to get into court. Once we go through the regulatory process, we submit the 5 days of comments, we will amend one or two lawsuits we have against SB2 already in the court. We will amend one of those lawsuits, thereby making this much quicker for the courts to deal with. And we will be suing the crazy green state of California for the unbelievably unconstitutional laws and regulations that are proposing.
Good. Okay, we've got to take a break. Hey, this portion of the show brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, right off Athens Avenue, across the parking lot from Lucky Miller's. Better-known business, locally owned, locally operated, been there for 20-plus years. And they are very, very, very good barbers. It's not a hair salon. Nope, it's barbers. I haven't had a bad haircut there in 16 years. You can get an appointment there at 530-244-9478, or you might just stop by. If there's an opening, they're more than happy to give you a great haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. We'll be right back, and I'm going to be giving away four more tickets to Hawes Farms Christmas Extravaganza.
Have something you'd like to get painted? Then bring it to Victory Powder Coating. Powder coating is a durable, colorful, environmentally friendly alternative to paint. It's useful in automotive, agricultural, decorative, and high-temperature applications. Victory Powder Coating has become the North State leader in powder coating applications and metal finishing. They specialize in large industrial items like truck beds, agricultural equipment, and trailers. They're dedicated to providing superior work and outstanding customer care. Consider Victory Powder Coating for your next project. Victory Powder Coating.
Black Bear Diner is open on Christmas Eve and Christmas Day. Feast on traditional homestyle turkey, slow roasted prime rib, and smoked ham on trays with all the fixins. Available Christmas Eve or day starting at 11 for dine-in, carry-out, or delivery. Or stop by and enjoy a selection of your favorite regular menu items. Spend Christmas Eve and Christmas Day with Black Bear Diner. Open daily, 2605 Hilltop Drive in Reading.
Black Bear Diner.
The property insurance crisis in California is starting to affect the business insurance property also. 200 to 300% rate increases in business property rates or not writing business insurance at all are becoming the norm. At Siskiyou Insurance, we have over 100 years' experience in writing business insurance in the North State. We can help. We live here and care about our community and want to make sure that you keep your business with a local agent that knows our town and supports it every day. And we'll get you the best deal we can. Call Curtis Byron at Siskiyou Insurance Services, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345. Siskiyou Insurance, 530-224-2345 or 1-800-773-2345.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org. And they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273 in Anderson has teamed up with KCNR for Operation Holiday Salute to thank our veterans and those currently serving in the military for their service. Memory Lane Antiques and Vintage features one-of-a-kind decorations, ornaments, wreaths, and garland, vintage glassware and table settings, paintings, jewelry, sports memorabilia, and collectibles along with toys and treasures in the Shasta Gateway Center on Highway 273. Open Wednesday through Saturday, 10 to 6, Sunday, noon to 5, and Monday, 10 to 6.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Very fine coin you will have in every fire. You have a one.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio in the midst of all this Christmas music. 8:34 in the morning here on the 19th, about 50 degrees out there. It's going to be raining all day. My friends are going to have heavy wind gusts this afternoon and this evening. So tie down those little ornaments that you spent so much time putting out on your roof and all these places. I'm giving away, here we go again, 4 tickets, a family pack to Hodge Farms. If you already have them, do not call back. If you've already got them today, do not call. This is for brand new. This is out to Hodge Farms. General admission, a ride on the Hodge Farms Express or country covered wagon. It's beautiful out there. And it's Lights on the Farm, Historic Hodge Farms. For the first person to call, 605-4567. We're on the phone with Sam Paredes, Executive Director of Gun Owners of California. Good morning, Sam.
Good morning, Carl.
Okay, you calm down a little bit?
No,
I don't want you calm. I want you fired up. I want your butt lit, because then I don't have to, because I know you're doing it. Now, we have a phone caller. Nick, good morning. Hello, Nick. You're on.
Hey,
thanks for waiting,
Nick. I got
Nick.
A quick question. Quite a few friends of mine and I, instead
come
of
on,
renewing,
Nick,
are just going to keep carrying. Could you tell me what the repercussions would be if we get caught?
Okay. He's saying is if he doesn't have the concealed carry, but he's going to carry for protection, what are the repercussions?
Well, if you have a valid CCW permit right now, and it doesn't expire until, let's just say you've just finished it, and it's good for 2 years. It's going to be good for 2 years. This right now only affects the CCW instructors. Later on, when the full passage of SB2 goes into effect, the students will be impacted. They'll have to take an hour's worth of psychological training, the live fire course that. You know, is standardized by the Department of Justice. They're going to have to take a written test that they will have to pass and be submitted to the OAL for approval. Of course, pass all the background checks. And even though you're renewing and they have your fingerprints, they're going to require you to submit your fingerprints all over again. As if they watch too many movies, Carl. You know, people changing their fingerprints and putting new fingerprints on and stuff like that. They think that your fingerprints are going to change, so they're going to require you to spend the extra $100 or whatever it takes to go ahead and submit fingerprints each and every time you renew your CCW. So they're being punitive. As a CCW holder, make sure you know when your expiration date is. Talk to your CCW instructors. We are trying to communicate with them, if they'll listen, to give them the best information they can give you as to what your situation is. We are the law abiding. We obey the law. I'm not going to recommend that somebody carry a concealed weapons permit and a concealed weapon outside of the law.
Because that can be that's not a misdemeanor, is it?
It's a wobbler. You could be a misdemeanor or a felony, which means that the federal government will accept it as a felony, and you will lose your gun rights for life. So that's not a good thing to entertain. The best route that people can do to try to get this resolved, support Gun Owners of California. Support any of the other organizations that are fighting to protect their rights. Our rights are affected too. Me as an individual, all of our staff, they're all in. So we have every vested interest to fight to protect your rights, because they're our rights too. As quickly, as expeditiously, and as legally as we can. If we don't like the laws, we work to change them. We are not lawbreakers. Those are the people that should be arrested and put in prison for committing crimes. That doesn't describe us. That's why we're fighting so hard and so quickly.
I have a post here that says, I was wondering if you were aware of the California Rifle Pistols December 20th court hearing on an injunction of SB2.
Yes, we are actually a part of that lawsuit. We are teaming up with the California Rifle and Pistol Association as co-plaintiffs. They get the title on higher up, but we are together on two lawsuits. May v. Bonta, which is the lawsuit that challenges the sensitive places, that is the hearing that's coming up. And then the next one is against the Los Angeles Sheriff's Department, where we have filed a lawsuit which covers the process and the expense of getting a CCW because of SB2. So we've got those two lawsuits. And then this CCW instructor issue, we believe, or I believe, will be put into the one that is the process, the one against the L.A. Sheriff's Department lawsuit. So, yes, we are totally integrated. Chuck, Michelle, and I speak daily. The team at CRPA and Gun Owners of California, we are talking to our own people, but we are united at the hip to achieve the goals that we're pursuing.
You know, Sam, I've never been able to understand why they have such a distaste for people who want to own a firearm, that people who want to carry a firearm legally have to go into training and background investigations to protect their family, protect their homes and all this. I just can't understand their visceral hatred for law-abiding citizens who just want to exercise a constitutional right. Where does it come from?
You know that I have the opportunity to testify in the state legislature hundreds and hundreds of times and get to see these legislators face-to-face. I can tell you, without a shadow of a doubt, that these people do not think at all the way you and I think. They believe truly in their hearts that it is our fault, those of us who want to protect our homes and our families and our businesses, that the criminals are doing or committing the crimes that they are committing. That's on the one side. They don't believe the criminals are at fault for the acts that they've committed. You know, something happened that explains it when they were a child and mom beat them, or, you know, they were denied, a cookie before bed, or whatever it is. They don't believe it's their fault that they're committing crimes. So the way they want to limit criminals' access to guns is by limiting our rights to guns so that the criminals can't steal them from us. So let that logic kind of circulate in your head. But the real issue, the real deep down issue, and I see it in their eyes when I testify before these committees, is they know that as long as we have guns, they cannot control us. They want to control everything about our lives, what we think, what we watch, what we do, what we eat, where we go, where we send our kids to school. They want to control, and they know they can't do it as long as we have guns. Bottom line, I see it in their eyes when I testify before committees, man. It's a very real thing. It's a very real thing.
You know, it's one of the people running for office up here does not believe that people should own semi-automatic rifles. And I said, why? Well, what do you need them for? Well, I could go through a whole litany of things, but why do you want me not to have them? I mean, you know, I'm retired Marine. I've been around firearms since I was a child. And yet you want to take away my right to own a semi-automatic rifle because it looks scary, the quote assault rifles, which everybody knows anything about guns, they're not assault rifles. Anyway, but there's no good reasons there. Why do you need one? I mean, that's not an answer. Well, why do you, why do you need 12 pairs of shoes? I mean, you only got 2 feet. Why do you need a car that drive, that can do 140 miles an hour? The speed limit's only 70. I mean, it's so ludicrous to me.
Yeah. Yeah. Carl, you're absolutely correct. And we can delve into this, and I don't want to, rush through the break here, but the fact of the matter is that those people are useful idiots. All they are doing is repeating the sound bites that their leadership is giving them, you know.
Yeah.
They don't know anything about a semi-automatic. They don't know anything about a 1022 or a 1911 or an M1 Garand or M1A or AR or an AK or, you know, a Remington semi-automatic 30-06 deer hunting rifle. And the fact of the matter is, why do we want to own them? Because we want to, and we have the freedom to do so. You have the right to own knives. Did you know that more people are killed with knives in California than guns?
Oh, yeah.
You have the right to drive a car. Actually, you don't have a right. That's a privilege to drive a car. So, and more people die from car accidents and drunk drivers than they do with guns. And when you tell them, did you know that less than 1% of all crimes committed in California are with a semi-automatic long gun? Less than 1%. Why aren't you whining about handguns or knives or anything like that?
I'll tell you why. Because once you get the rifles, then you can come after the handguns. Because then they'll say, well, you know, the vast majority of shootings are with handguns. I mean, that's where it's going. I mean, anybody, you've got, you know, it's not the ARs. It's not that. It's not a semi-automatic rifle. It's owning a firearm. And you get one, you're going to get the next. I mean, it's just a matter of time, and we do have to take a break. And we'll be right back after these messages.
Or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Tiger and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading has the perfect gift this holiday season. Car wash packages starting at only $11. They make great stocking stuffers and are excellent gifts for those who are a little hard to shop for. Choose from four different car wash packages. Buy five car wash packages and get one free. Or buy 10 and get three free. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market Street and Eureka Way in downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday Mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity and reliability of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Maintain your car warranty with our service while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Stop into a Premier Oil Change near you today. Visit us in Palisadro, in the Holiday Shopping Center, or in Redding, on Lake Boulevard, near Waterworks Park, and Anderson, across from Roundtable Pizza. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change. Premier, your friendly oil change.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here in the studio. So, KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Your talk radio with Carl Mendebach. Hey, today is the 19th of December. I just want to remind everybody that the breeze were laid on the 16th, but we're picking them up on January 3rd at Idago, and it starts at 9 AM. Our guest today is Sam Paredes, who is the executive director of Gun Owners of California. We're talking about all these laws and the things they're doing just to make it extremely difficult for people to legally carry a firearm to protect themselves. And they just came out with something, I mean, literally in the last week. And it takes effect January 1st. That takes out like 90% of all the instructors because of these new rules. Post-certified, all these other things. Then the other laws that they've passed, these other draconian laws. You know, the one, I don't understand this one, Sam, and I know you all are fighting it, where, okay, the Supreme Court says we can carry. We're just going to limit where you can carry. You can't carry in parks, anything, close to libraries, close to schools, adjacent areas, parking lots. So what they've done is they've essentially made it so you can't carry anywhere but your own house. Maybe in your car. Little Sam?
You're right.
Oh, okay.
Yep.
That was
you're,
it.
You're absolutely... No. I was... You were on a roll, man.
You know what? And another state has tried it. I mean, how can they... You know, what they've done is essentially eliminated you from carrying in a city park where you can be, you can protect yourself from druggies, gang members, thugs, crazy people, whatever it is, by saying you can't carry there. I mean, so what do? It puts somebody who has never been in trouble in their life, maybe a veteran anywhere that has a legal right to carry a pistol, if you can find an instructor now, but can say, nope, can't carry it there.
According to SB 2 in the state of California, a CCW is almost useless because you don't even have to be a frog to hop from place to place that is considered a sensitive area, like any place that sells alcohol. That includes every gas station you go to, every grocery store you go to, every restaurant you go to. That alone, you know, makes it very, very, very difficult to carry. Carl, what happens is the Supreme Court was very clear in New York State Rifle and Pistol Association versus Bruin when it said that you cannot ban carrying firearms or call these places sensitive just because the public is there. It is actually very few places that you can call sensitive places, and they listed them. Polling places, courthouses, the capital or government offices, and that was it. That was it. And they said, because those areas, there is a high level of police guarding and making those places safe. The rest of public area is not protected and is not a sensitive place. As a matter of fact, you cannot declare the entire island of Manhattan a sensitive place just because there are so many people there. And so what California, New York, Michigan, Illinois, New Jersey, what they did is they flipped the middle finger to the Supreme Court and tried and said, we're going to declare everything a sensitive place and have you, you know, kick us back. Well, that's what the Supreme Court is doing. It's kicking them back and shoving right up where the sun don't shine. Because we are winning case after case that is declaring a lot of these sensitive areas not sensitive. They say churches. Churches are sensitive areas. You shouldn't be able to carry. Well, according to Bruin, there has to be a historical analog for the gun law that you are proposing. Back in colonial times, 1791, there were multiple states, colonies, now states, that had laws that said if you don't bring your musket, your possibles bag, with 11 rounds of a ball and enough flint and powder to discharge your firearm, we were going to fine you 2 pounds of tobacco. That's like saying, we're going to take your car away from you for 2 months. So the laws were actually exactly the opposite. And that's why we are fighting so hard, and we're going to win to get rid of all of these sensitive places in California.
Well, you know what? It should be. You know, for me, I've been wanded at places where when I see them wanding, I wander back to my car and lock it up in the safe that I have inside my car to, mm-hmm. you know, to help prevent theft. Mm-hmm. And so now here I am, you know, in a theater with people and the security is unarmed.
Right.
And some of them are in wheelchairs, and nothing against that. That's fine. They can do a good job. But they're not armed. And if somebody comes in, shoots the first security person, and walks in, now I'm trapped. And now I'm going to get trampled as people are trying to get out of there. And there's no way to defend yourself. I mean, I find that just abhorrent in the chance. Now, what's the chances of that happening? I would say, you know, not a lot. But yet we see it happen. So, yes, it's there. That opportunity is there. We were there in Las Vegas when the guy went up and shot the three professors and was confronted by campus police.
Campus security guard.
Who took him down. And so the campus security guard.
So they're armed.
Oh, yeah. And they do
UNLV.
And they do a lot of training for active shooters. So anyway. Okay, Sam, give me 2 minutes of rallying the troops here, and then I'll tell you Merry Christmas.
Okay. I'm going to do this real fast. Folks, do not be discouraged. Be merry, because we are winning from sea to signing sea on all issues, whether it's bump stocks, force reset triggers, lowers, you know, ghost guns, assault weapons, ammunition bans, waiting period, treating 18, 19, and 20-year-olds like newly freed African slaves with only partial rights. We're winning against all of those abuses if we stay in the fight. So I want to invite you this Christmas, if you appreciate and want to fight for your rights, while you're sitting at home looking at the beautiful Christmas tree with all the lights and the presents under, by sending $35 to Gun Owners of California, or heck, if you send it to California Rifle and Pistol Association or us, you're going to the same cause. We're fighting for your rights every day. Christmas for us is going to be short. We're going to be in court. We're going to be fighting these rules. But that's just the sacrifices that we are willing to make at Gun Owners of California. We're the oldest pro-gun political action committee. Our motto is crime control, non-gun control, and no compromise. We will not compromise in any way, shape, or form on your Second Amendment rights. So come to our website at gunownersda.com, Google Gun Owners of California. Be a part of the restoration of your rights. We invite you to join us and continue to listen to this station because it's a beacon of light for you to gain the information on your Second Amendment rights, on your First Amendment rights, on your Fifth Amendment, on all kinds of things. These people have dedicated their lives to giving you the information that you need. We call it to keep you armed and informed with what you need to fight and work for your freedom. So, love you folks. Hope you have a wonderful and Merry Christmas. And we're here.
Thank you, Sam.
You need us.
Thanks,
Sam. We'll be ready to go.
All right.
Merry
Sam.
Christmas, Sam, and have a safe New Year.
Happy New Year. We'll talk to you in 2024.
100%.
Okay. Thank you.
Take care, Sam. Okay.
And we just want to ring the bell and say Merry Christmas to everybody. We know that the weather's a little horrid out there right now, and please be careful. And many, many blessings over your families.
You know, the fact is we're not going to be here, for the next couple of days because we're going to be with our families at Christmas. And we so much want to, share the spirit of what Christmas is. And it's not presents, it's the birth of Christ. And don't forget that either. It's much more than a, present under the tree. But take this time, enjoy it with your family, and be safe out there. And we'll be back next week.
And remember, random acts of kindness.
God bless America.
He don't care about the cold and the winds that blow. He just says, let it snow, let it snow, let it snow.
Let it snow.
Ooh-wee, he calls the star. Why should he worry when he's nice and warm? His gal by his side and the lights turn low. He just says, let it snow.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.